This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and right now we're going to play Bill. Can Bill hit the right button? Yes. Here we go. Think, aim, fire. With investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions. I just like that riff. That's why I throw it out there, because it's just so bad.
We could just keep that playing in the background the whole time.
We'd have to get a longer elongated version. What's going on, guys?
We got to start by saying something about Jim Scouten.
Okay.
He was a legendary host of Shooting USA. He passed yesterday. He was 77 years old. I've always watched him. I love the guy. You know, we talk about, we cover the shooting industry. We really don't. I mean, I would say that 90% of what we talk about is tactical. But yeah. Jim covered the whole shooting industry. I mean, he was out at Cowboy Action, Long Range, Collectors, Sporting Clays, Trap Ski, BB Guns, Olympics. I mean, he covered the entire industry. And he had the voice. And I think we lost a Titan when he passed.
Didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook and everything. I met him one time and he seemed like a very, very nice guy. Unfortunately, I'm not that familiar with his work because, you know, I do so much of this stuff. I don't even have time to look around and see how my stuff's going.
Yeah.
I can tell it to you.
So.
Yeah. He will be missed. Tom Gresham broke the news. That's where I learned it. And speaking of hosts, I was just on the Alan Nathan show about an hour ago, which is out of Plano, Texas. Alan had a guest host because Alan is busy fixing his home, which was damaged in a recent tornado, and it blew a cow into his home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't hear every day.
No. Blew a cow into his home. I'm not kidding.
So, was the cow still looking around, going like, "I really would like to understand better what just happened, but I don't." Or was the cow dead moo?
The cow did not have a fun ride.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been waiting for this one, because I want to get Bob's take on the fact that ATF is raiding now. I've done two stories on a raid they did at this poor guy's house. He's a small kitchen table gun dealer in middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. Tuscahoma, Oklahoma, a population of 150. He doesn't even have a gun shop. He sells most of his guns at gun shows, including the big one out there. ATF called him, said they want to do an inspection. And they called him up a couple weeks later and said, "Hey, can we come out?" And they hit him with a dozen ATF agents in their SWAT gear with their ARs or with their patrol carbines. And he's standing. I mean, the guy's an ordained minister. And his 13-year-old kid was there. Thank God his wife had gone for the day. And this is the second time they hit a gun dealer in Montana along with.
Now, what was the reason?
Oh, it was terrible, Bob. A couple of his guns were traced. They couldn't read his handwriting, and they really didn't have a legitimate reason. But they tore apart his home. They hit it like a full blown search warrant. And they, I want to talk about CQB by these type of guys that aren't trained. Now, I have done some checking. ATFs get some weapon, ATF agents get some weapon familiarization in their federal basic training at Glencoe, Georgia. And then they get a little bit more during their ATF advanced training. But there's no specific, this is how you take doors. And here's the CQB. And man, they're nowhere near your level, obviously. I just want to talk about, you know, you got these guys going through the home. Bad things can happen.
What was the whole, what was the point even? Like you're saying they hit it and like cleared it like an objective?
Yeah, they cleared it like there was going to be Al Qaeda or Bin Laden was in there.
That's ridiculous. That's a joke.
It is.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
My thinking is when you've got guys going through buildings like that, not knowing what they're doing at all. I remember we had one of my former officers was clearing a home with a flashlight and popped open the door and put a 9mm round in a big fur coat because he got scared. And the police department ended up buying that very expensive fur coat. Bad things can happen when they start doing this. Thank God no one was in the home because he and his son were out on the porch. But, man, it's only a matter of time before somebody gets hurt or killed, in my humble opinion.
Well, I would think it'd be one of them. I think they shoot one of themselves in the back.
They couldn't.
As they're lining up to go in. We're going to go in there, Smitty. I hear you, Lefty. Let's go. Hey, what just bit me in the back?
Everybody, safety's off.
Yeah. I'd just like to know what they were thinking, like why they were so amped up to want to clear it like that. If it was what intel do they have to actually go in and clear the whole house? Like there was,
they had no search warrant, but they asked him if they could. They called him up and said, "Hey, we'd like to come out and talk." And he goes, "Sure, you're welcome on my property." And you know, there's the thing, he's running a SSL business out of his home.
They have the legal right to do that.
Yeah, but
you know, if you're selling guns out of your house, if that's where your SSL address is.
Yeah.
Did they have a film crew, Lee?
No, I wish they did.
Do they have body cameras?
I doubt they did. I doubt they did.
That should be a requirement for anybody doing that kind of work.
I agree especially with the ATF.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're traipsing through the home. They've got their guns out, which they probably haven't touched for months. I mean, you're the one that's always said, you know, you've got police departments coming up, teach us CQB. And you always say, well, let's see how you shoot. And they end up taking the shooting direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll always try to talk them out of doing the CQB and vehicle classes initially, you know, start off with a good shooting program and see where you're at. And then after that, I'm getting the CQB. Which is what I'm doing with Tampa. I mean, they started off with a shooting class first, and now I'm doing CQB for those guys next month.
Nice.
I'm sure as they were lining up to go clear the house, the guy with the leader was going, "All right, it's just going to be like in that video we watched."
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately, that is how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
They don't get any, you know, even if they're getting once a year training, which I doubt they're even getting that on CQB. It is scary.
Yeah.
And then who knows how proficient they are.
We're coming up on the first break, and Lee Williams is an investigative reporter all over the place. And when I say he actually does the work of about four or five guys. He's at armedamericannews.com. He is at saf.org, the Second Amendment Foundation, and he is at thegunwriter.substack.com. On the other end of the dial, the guy who actually trains people and teaches them how to be what they may want to be, well, his name is Bob Keller. He's at gamutresolutions.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're doing Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We were just talking about the ATF raid on the tabletop, the Desperado tabletop, FFL in Oklahoma. He was absolutely a desperado, wasn't he?
Yeah. You know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Bob, but what's your reaction to this kind of untrained CQB, and how bad can this go?
Oh, man, it can always go real bad.
Second, for the untrained part of it?
Yeah.
Well, that just comes down to each department agency on funds. Should they be getting more money to be able to, you know, take classes, or even if it's internally, to have more time working as a team doing stuff like that, especially in the clearing? Yeah, everyone needs more of that. No one gets enough of the shooting or CQB or the vehicle stuff when it comes to agency.
Well, with CQB is very much like an offensive coordinator on a football team, right? Everybody has a role. Everybody has a place they're going. And everybody knows where everybody else is going. They just train that much together, right? They all think alike. They all know what the other one's doing. But that's not something you just develop over the weekend, right?
Right. And even if you were doing it four times a year, you're not getting to the level where you should be. I mean, it really does take runs weekly with your team. But the reason why I'm not real big on CQB classes, though, and it always comes down to the shooting anyhow.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you said it on this show or not, but, like, you can screw up on CQB if you're shooting spot on and you're a switch on shooter. Right? But if you're spot on CQB but can't shoot, that's when things go wrong. You know, like if you go left when you're supposed to go right, no big deal if everyone knows how to shoot and to switch on. But if everyone's going left, right, like the textbook CQB, and one guy doesn't know how to shoot, or you know, his proficiency is off on shooting, and you make a mistake, well, that's when people die. Right? So it always comes down to shooting first. I mean, yes, you need to have a lot of time with your team, with your guys doing runs and knowing, you know, what this guy does, what this guy does, making the judgment calls. You go into the door on the left that's open. You bypass the door on the right that's closed, or you go into that. You know, like those are judgment calls, but that can all be screwed up if everyone knows how to shoot. And you can't screw up on the shooting when you're inside a shootout or doing it for real on target. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think they're going to continue. I think we're going to see a lot more of it. And I think they're going to, like the one they did in Montana, they're going to do it with IRS because, you know, the ATF can't touch those 4473s, but the IRS agents that went on that raid, they took all of them. And I'm sure they passed them over to ATF later.
Yeah. I mean, that when you're getting into, should they be doing it? Like on the, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, that's embarrassing that they, like if I worked for the ATF, I'd be looking for another job, that's for sure.
Yeah. Me too. I
wouldn't be agreeing to go hit people's houses, especially if the guy's legit. Now, obviously if they had good intel on the guy doing bad things, then it's legit. But I mean, if the guy, like, that's what I'd like to know. Like, what intel they had on the guy? Like, why did they want to go search his house?
Because they could.
Well, yeah, that's basically.
So they were doing their routine, or like, we're coming by, but instead of just coming in and a couple of people saying, hey, can we do a walkthrough? They hit it with a whole fucking.
It's agenda driven.
They said they had some concerns about his penmanship. And they couldn't read a couple
of things. Oh, that's right. That's what you said. Yeah, yeah.
And they also, he had juxtaposed the model number of the firearm with the weapon serial number. So they hit him. They said, hey, can we come out? And then he's like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd like to know, like what made him get up and come as a whole team and clear the whole house.
Well, that was a message, Bob.
I think Bill's right. I think they're sending a message to him, and obviously they said they want to shut down all the gun dealers that sell at gun shows.
All the rogues.
They're shutting down the gun shows. So, yeah. I mean, they wouldn't answer any questions for me. I called the little turd that supervised the raid, and he wouldn't talk.
That's cool.
He's 24, and he doesn't understand guns. They took 50 guns from the dude, and they said, if you're willing to forfeit the guns, then, you know, nothing bad's going to happen to you. One of them was a pre-1986 pre-band Polytech underfolder AK double stamp worth about $5,000. So I guarantee you that's sitting in some agent's personal safe right now.
But that also indicates he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Because
good point.
They would not offer the bribery if he actually had done something wrong.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, again, that's it. Like I said, if I work for the ATF right now, I'd be looking for a job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a few good apples that still work there, but then you see something like this, and there's no.
Yeah, well, they need to be stepping up, and make it to leadership positions to where they can actually voice their opinion and stop this nonsense
before somebody gets hurt. I think it's a matter of time. I mean, you get these guys hyped up. They've never been on target.
They need to be shown the Waco tape.
Yeah. On continuous loop.
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason they went and did what they did was they did not expect that kind of resistance. Because I don't think they would go to that kind of the actual kind of resistance. Because I don't think they're qualified to do it.
It would have been
a massacre.
It would have been a bloodbath, and I think dude in Oklahoma would have had a few ATF helmets. Look at my new collection, So, I mean, I've seen some video of these guys training, Bob. It's like watching a bunch of Cub Scouts with LARPing. They're LARPers. They have LARP guns.
I've seen it as well.
They got 416s, Bob.
Have fun carrying that all day.
We are coming up on the break, and we are talking to Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions and Lee Williams, investigative reporter from Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, and thegunwriter.substack.com. This is
questions.
We're coming up on questions sent in the next few segments, and there's always a bunch of questions for Think Aim Fire. So that's always. This is where I get to sit back and have the popcorn. So go check their stuff out, and. And stand by, because we're about to get into the meat of the thing, where the Think Aim Fire fans, the Think Aim Fire followers, they always have questions of Bob. Bob always gives pretty good answers too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. As Russia's war on Ukraine continues to rage on, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the White House, John Kirby, shares that the United States has obtained information which indicates that Russia has laid sea mines in the approaches to Ukrainian ports.
We believe that this is rather a coordinated effort to justify any attacks against civilian ships in the Black Sea and to then blame them on Ukraine. In what we would consider and have in the past talked about considering a false flag operation.
President Biden spent part of his Thursday in Philadelphia pushing what he calls Bidenomics. He touted the decreases in inflation growth and the record low unemployment numbers. This as a new CNBC poll says 79% of Americans say the economy is just fair or poor. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think, Aim, Fire. We're going to go into the Think, Aim, Fire Q&A, which is always, it never fails to entertain me. Go ahead, Mr. Williams.
Anonymous asks, I'm creating a proposal for a night fire event at my local range, the private club, with white light and NVGs. Any safety tips Bob cares to offer would be most appreciated.
Don't shoot yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Right?
Everything that you do during the day still applies when it comes to the safety of firearms. It would need to be more specific. Are you talking about like what drill to run, what drill not to run? You know, are you letting the guys go on nods and shoot right away? Are you, you know, building up to it certain ways? Like, I'm not, it needs to be more in-depth question. Like, what, I mean, what do you think he's asking?
I don't know. Would you hang, light sticks on the dudes?
No, there's no need for that.
Okay.
Would it be bad? No, there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, if there's an instructor, the safety's with them, they should be on their knobs when the guys are on knobs as well. So there'd be no need for chem light. Now, if the safety's behind, don't have knobs, then having chem lights on the guy's back isn't a bad thing. But I mean, if everyone's shooting knobs, you don't need chem lights. I mean, that's what knobs are for, to be able to see at night.
Yep. What about white light?
Using them during night vision stuff?
No, I mean if they're only using white light, I'm sure it's going to be mostly white light because unlike you, not all of us have access to the best knobs that money can buy.
Yeah, I mean if you're setting up a night shooting event and you don't have knobs and you're using white light, Again, on the shooting, nothing changes. The big thing you're dealing with, which is, it is good to practice. I got to have them, when they're not actually shooting, white light shouldn't be on because it gives up the position. So the one thing that's good to practice at night is knowing where your equipment is, knowing where your mags are at, knowing, you know, like, but you shouldn't have to look at your gun, manipulate the gun to do reloads, the chamber, to do a mini action drill. Anything like that should be done without light. You know, so the white light is only as the gun's coming up and almost on target, like that's when the white light's coming on. You take your shot, and then the white light should be immediately coming back out. But anything happening, you know, before and after that should all be happening at it's dark. So, I mean, and that stuff is good to practice. Like, a lot of people will look at their magazines and their mag pouch during the day to do reloads. They're looking at their gun for media action drills. They're looking at their gun for reloads. You can't see that stuff at night. So it is good to go to the range and do no light shooting without knobs. And even with knobs on, anything on your kit, you can't look down far enough to see your kit under knobs and yeah, so you do have to do everything by feel. So like, I mean, stuff to train on, that's good stuff to train on the safety part of it. Nothing changes when it comes to weapon safety, shoot at night, or low light or no light.
Love it. Dirk Diggler, remember him?
Yeah, heard him before.
Are gun shows done? I've been to 3 in the last 4 months. Everyone is a dealer. Prices are sky high. I can find cheaper ammunition online. Why should I go?
Ooh. Well, that's going to be one of you guys answering that, because I've only been to one in my whole life.
No kidding?
Besides SHOT Show, but I wouldn't consider that.
Yeah.
You know, gun show. So I don't know. That's a good question for people that haven't. Have you guys been to a lot of gun shows?
Well, I haven't been to a lot of gun shows lately. I don't go to them anymore.
I've been to more than a few because I go in and talk to dudes and
yeah. Yep.
But so, I'll tell you this. I always, you know, there in the back of my head, I always think, well, yeah, there are a lot of dealers. There's a lot of new guns. If I'm going to buy a new gun, I'm going to go to a local gun dealer. I have plenty of choices here in Sarasota. And I get my ammunition through, a guy who's right here in Sarasota, Cheap Ammo or, cheapgunclub.com. But there's always a chance that you'll find something that you're not looking for that you need. Like I bought I think was a Finnish, version of the Russian Mosin Nagant, and I'm half Finnish, so I kind of enjoyed that. But yeah, I'll still go. I mean, they're 15, 20 bucks to get in now, but you never know what you're going to find.
So, like you asked, how are the prices there? I mean, is it?
You're going to pay more.
Okay.
At a local gun show. Now, you can get bulk ammo without shipping, which is kind of nice, but I can get that through Cheap Gun Club here in Texas and just go over and pick it up. But yeah, I haven't given up on them yet. And there's still some, you know, I bought some beef jerky and it was pretty good. So I haven't given up on them yet. You never know. You find some collectibles. I can't wait to ask you this one. Anonymous, we've all seen units in our military training to use the right pronouns so as not to offend someone because of their sexual preference or whatever. Has this wackiness made its way to the elite units? God help us all.
When I was there, no. But now I've been out for a while, so who knows? I certainly hope not, but, I was surprised, like during COVID, the unit that I came from shut down, which I thought was unbelievable. I would have thought for sure that they, you know, people would have been going in just like usual, and they actually shut the gate.
What if they had,
I mean, there was still people. It wasn't like everyone there.
Okay.
And there was, you know, key people there, but I thought that was crazy. I didn't think that they would bow down to that, and they did. And it's unfortunate. To me, it's weak leadership. Like I said before.
Yeah.
And you get weak leadership everywhere. If you have weak leadership, they're going to say they're going to be the extra men. Unfortunately, everyone's looking for the next promotion, and that's crap. if you're asking me. Like, if that's what you're looking for, then I don't want to work for you. But that's what people do. They want either comes down to wanting that next promotion, or it just comes down to a money thing.
And I would say if something comes out from Department of the Army or Department of the Navy or from the Marine Corps, and it's an all-hands deal.
Yeah, but I mean, I said it when I was there, like, you mean on the whole pronoun thing and gender and all that crap?
Yep.
Like, if you need more people like me, I would say. Like, if I was yeah, this PSM at the unit and they told me to do something like that, I'd say, go pound sand.
Yeah.
You either fire me or disband the unit, but I'm not doing something that's stupid. You know, like, I mean, if something that doesn't make sense then and doesn't work, I'm not going to agree with it just because some other four-star general told me to do it. And unfortunately, it does happen at the higher units. Yes.
Hang on for a second. Hang on for a second. We're coming up on the last break, and this is Think Aim Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams, and he can be found at Armed America News, thegunwriter.substack.com, and at saf.org. He is the lone guy at Second Amendment Foundation doing that investigative reporting project. Bob Keller. He is Gamut Resolutions. I've called him the head instructor, and I get corrected on that because he's the only instructor. you try to make the accolade for the people, and they jump all over you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am happy to be hosting Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. We're in the middle of the Q&A forum that is always ongoing. Over to you, sir.
A question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you send them to Lee at SAF.org. Lee at SAF.org. I get them on my personal email. I get them on text. I get emails all over the place. Send them to Lee at SAF.org. Okay, Randy T., I'd like to hear what Bob thinks about car holsters and magnets which hold your pistols in a vehicle. Thanks for your service, fellas.
I have seen those. I can't think of any reason why it's a bad thing. I don't personally use those. Would that come into, in certain states, a legal thing? That's what I've always wondered. You know, the whole, like, three-step process or two-step process. Like, I've always wondered with that. I mean, if you have that and you can unclip it and, you know, when you're going in somewhere, put it on your person again. And I thought that's actually a decent idea. I don't use them. But yeah, I have always wondered, like, is it in Florida, like, a three-step process? Like, you get into your glove box, and then you have to, like, unholster it, and then you have to chamber it, and then, like, that's the three-step process? Is that correct or not?
It was two-step in Florida.
Okay.
You keep it in your glove box. You can have it ready to go in a holster, and you're good. But I don't know. We kind of differ on this. I don't like them. I don't think your car is your holster. But I will say this, you know, when you're seated, wearing a seat belt, it can be hard to get your gun out.
That's why I've always said it'd be, you know, if something didn't happen. For one, it's uncomfortable to keep it.
Yeah.
Like, I carry appendix, so to sit down and, like you said, put the seat belt on, it's not comfortable. And it would not be fast getting that thing out.
No.
So, I think to me it would just come down to what state you're in. Is that legal to have it like that?
I would probably go for the holster more than the magnets. I think if you get hit, that gun's going off that magnet. But yeah, I depending on like Bob said, wherever they're legal, I don't have a huge issue with it. But if it gets that gun in your hand faster, if somebody comes up to carjack you, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it'd be about.
Yeah. Ralph says, I'm 60 years old. My eyes are not what they used to be. I'm looking for a real world fix. Something for the range and daily wear so I can train how I live. Any suggestions? Yeah, Ralph, get an optic. I would say the same thing.
That is the answer. Just go Red Dot.
Yeah.
It helps big time. And I think it's the right answer, even if you're a young guy, but. Yeah, when you get older and your eyes start going, good luck finding those iron sights in front of you. You know, and actually knowing that you have proper sight alignment.
Yeah.
it's tough. So, yeah, the when you read that on there, getting used to that, it's going to help you out big time. And it'll make you better shooter, yeah.
I tried the bifocals. I tried the special shooting glasses where the bifocal is on top. The dot is where to go. It'll work regardless of your eyes. I will say there is a conspiracy among firearm manufacturers to make that front sight post smaller and thinner every year. Maybe that's just me, okay? But it seems like there's that conspiracy out there. So I think that's it. I mean, is your vision corrected now? Do you wear glasses or contacts?
No, I don't wear glasses now.
I would say
still good out the distance, but close in. I have a prescription for both, but.
Do you know what Todd Jarrett does now with his staccatos if he puts optics on them? He knocks the front side off of them.
Why?
He just runs with it with the optic. He doesn't look for the front side anymore.
There for a backup.
Yeah, I mean, is that just because he knows for a fact he can't see the sight if his optic goes down?
Well, I mean, you know, he's maybe my age or something, so. He does it because he's looking to not have anything competing with him putting that dot on the target.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't co-witness because I do not like that.
Well, the other thing is that if you train with an optic long enough, if you know sort of where it has to be in the window to be in the general vicinity of taking a shot, if you absolutely have to take a shot when your battery dies, right?
What if you had the sight?
If you just have the optic and the battery dies, you still are going to sort of know where you need to put them in that window if you're looking through the window of the optic, right?
Yeah, I would never trust that personally. Close in, yes, that would probably be no issue. But you're out the distance, and if the optic gets you shot, that would be a big if.
Well, I guess it sort of depends on what you think of as distance. I mean, for what I think of as distance, you're probably like, that's close in, you clown. I mean, what do you think of as distance?
No, like I'd say like if you get a 15-yard optic rescue shot, like just thinking that you knew where it usually is in the window, it'd be hard to make precision shots without having something. I mean, me personally, I'm always going to have iron sights. Even if I can't see them as clear as I used to, I can still get them lined up to where, you know, I would still feel comfortable making hostile rescue shots. Now, am I as precise as I used to be with iron sights? No, because that blurriness to have that perfect sight alignment isn't where it used to be. But no matter how my eyes were, I would still have backups if my red dot went down.
Yeah, but you're not, and to be clear, you're not co-witnessing. That sight is lower than the dot.
Yeah, the iron sights are lower than the dot.
Yeah, I agree with
him on that. I do. I hate, like, if I shoot someone else's gun, they have co-witnessed the red dot to the sight. It's just too busy in the window. You'll see the red dot, but you also see that front sight, and just that split second that you're seeing that kind of screws me up on the shot.
Well, I mean, couldn't you just get out there and make the optic part of your, you know, you go shoot it and everything, you check on when you put, okay, I put this battery in March. Let's see, it's July now, I've been shooting it, it's been on a lot, do I need to change the battery just to be safe? You could do something like that, right?
Well, you should be doing that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you think, I don't care what company it is, you put a red dot on a slide that's going back and forth, that violently,
right.
Hundreds of times, thousands of times. I mean, they're bound to break eventually.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not always a battery thing. It's just a system. I wouldn't even say a quality thing. I mean, it's on the slide going back and forth that quick. Something's gonna fail at one point.
It's getting pounded.
So, yeah.
You got time for one more quick question and one really quick answer.
No question. I just want you both to know I'm going to violate one of my personal principles.
Oh.
This company from former Czechoslovakia, Falco Holsters, reached out, and I'm going to be getting a leather shoulder holster. It looks just like Miami Classic.
Cool.
Nice.
super cool. Super cool.
What did you say, Bob?
I said you're crazy.
I know.
Oh, Bob.
I couldn't resist.
Everybody, every man needs to feed his inner Sonny Crockett. Good Lord.
See pictures.
Okay.
We should go rent Lee a Testarossa too.
Yeah.
Do you own a white linen jacket? Just do the whole thing.
I can get you an alligator you can have on your sailboat.
I'm going to wear the nice linen jacket and push the sleeves up.
There you go.
No, I want to thank him. It looks like it'd be fun, and it's a vertical, so that I'm not pointing the gun at anybody standing behind me. But they're making them now for, they're cut for lights and optics. So, yeah, I'll give it a try.
All right.
Anyway, guys, thanks very much for taking the time to join me. As usual, Lee Williams, investigative reporter, Bob Keller. Gamut Resolutions, the question and answer part of it is always the most entertaining. Although, one day, the sights, our stars are going to align, and unannounced, Lee and I are going to show up at Bob's door going, teach me, master.
Don't need to, why not? Please do.
And
shoot and save. Let's shoot for shoot and save.
Shoot and save. Yep. Shoot and save. Anyway.
You got spots in that class, Bob?
Yeah. It's getting low though. I think now we're down to like five.
We don't want to make it easy for him. We want to go in there when it's not convenient. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
I'll see you guys.
Coming up next is going to be Gerald Zlotkowski from Dakota Defense. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.